Hey there, you beautiful, eternal being. I am really glad you're here. Not just here listening to the podcast. I'm glad you're here. here. You may not know this, but you are a blessing to those around you as you shine your light wherever you go. You may not realize the impact you have. The universe even responds to you. It's always responding to you. It's an automatic thing. It can't not respond to you. That's how powerful you are. You don't have to be absolutely certain or understand everything. I assure you, no one understands everything completely, absolutely. I do know that you are infinite and you are love and you do have everything you desire. If you just allow yourself a little room to let it be there. There's a flood of manifesting teachings online, right? You know that. So many offering a huge variety of methods. And years ago, I started following anyone online who had anything to do with manifesting. And any books, I would buy them. So many books on manifesting. Then, at a certain point, I started focusing on those who mentioned Neville Goddard. And I would spend so much time scrolling through posts, watching videos, looking for some kind of permission to have the life I want. And whatever you're into, there's someone online doing it that way, promoting it just the way you like it. And I say, if it works for you and it feels good, then do it, right? Do you have to stare at paintings with hidden sigils to have the life you want? Absolutely not. But if you believe in it, it will work for you. But it's your belief, your faith, not the sigil. It can be overwhelming. You hear one person say their way is the right way, and another contradicts them, and then you find another that blends the two, and yet another who has something completely different. And then another says that trained actors manifest the best, because they can take on new characters with ease. Well, if that's the case, then the good news is you're set because you are already the actor. All of us are the author, director, and actor in our own beautiful stories. Manifesting is not difficult, but damn, we sure make it so, don't we? Myself included. You're always manifesting. Your world is your state of consciousness made manifest. I look at it this way. Everything I could possibly want, every story I want to embody, is already here, ready to access, to experience. I have to work at not having it. That feeling of effort and struggle and work all stems from imagining I don't have it, when I really already do. Look at how much time and effort we spend searching online groups or listening to podcasts or YouTube videos about manifesting. All the while, as we search, we're imagining we don't have the life we want, when we could just stop searching. Stop feeling like you have to do it their way or his way or her way, and let it be here. You ever experience this? You spend all day running your wish through your mind, trying your hardest to keep track of your mental diet, making sure the good thoughts outweigh the bad thoughts, or forcing an imaginal scene that implies your wish is fulfilled, making sure you've got all the manifesting steps down, and then for good measure repeat them as needed throughout the day. And then you get irritated at lunch because it's taking too long on your lunch break. Oh gosh, I got upset. Back into the state. By the end of the day, you're exhausted from all the mental gymnastics. Then you get so frustrated with yourself and you decide, okay, this time I'm going to imagine it one more time and I'm going to get it right. And you try really hard. Take some deep breaths. Imagine your wish fulfilled again. But this time, maybe a little anger's there, still lingering, and you keep pushing, pushing that imaginal scene that implies your wish is fulfilled, trying desperately to feel that some type of powerful feeling in your body that signifies you were successful. Ah, okay, I think I got it. Then moments after you're done, a thought creeps in. Well, I felt like I got it last time and I still don't have it. Nope. Let me revise that. I'm not going to go there. Done. Then a little later, that burning in the chest starts again. Oh, crap. I don't think I did it right. Oh, bigger crap. I'm sitting here thinking about not doing it right. Now I've got to revise that. Oh, wait a second. Didn't someone else online say that this other way works better? Let me try that. Oh, man. I'm never going to get it. I don't even know what a wealthy person feels like. I'll never get it if I don't feel it just right. Hit all the steps just right. Okay, I just gotta believe harder. It's exhausting. And all of that I just described was me. I did all of that. This came up in a conversation I had last night with my friend Jerry Emeka about struggling to figure out what this or that state feels like, what this wish feels like, you know, wealthy person feels like, or whatever. It's a normal feeling. It's you. You don't have to try and become some new thing and create this whole persona. I am a wealthy person now. It's just you. You get to be you. And have the money you want, the love you want, the life you want, if you just accept it. And it's a normal feeling. It's not some surge of chemicals in your body or a tingle in your belly or a vibration on your pinky toe. You don't need to go looking for those things because that doesn't matter. It's just a nice, normal feeling. How does it feel to be you and have plenty? Oh, yeah, that feels good. It's so funny how hard I made it on myself. And the exhaustion came from all my effort I was putting into insisting I don't have what I want. I would hear other people talk about what they did and how they imagined up the life they want. And so, well, let me imitate them and do how they did it. I want to be like them. Why can't it be like they do it? But why would I want to be like everyone else? And why would you? You're you. Having this unique experience. Do we want to have a cookie cutter experience? Just the same story for all of us? Well, there's no fun in that. The variety, the different experiences, the uniqueness of the experiences, there's where the beauty is. It's not that you're doing a technique wrong. It's your insistence that you don't have it that keeps you from seeing it. I say seeing it because it's here. Everything is here and now in your imagination, in you. This might be too simple or seem too simple, but you just need to decide what you want and accept that it's done and it gets done. Yeah. It's an automatic response. It might be beyond what your senses tell you. Like what you want from looking at your world, you don't see how it can happen. How can it happen? Out of nowhere. But it all comes out of nowhere. The house you're living in, the clothes you're wearing, your car, your whole experience comes out of nowhere, out of your imagination, and it shows up here because you assume it to be so. That's how powerful you are. Isn't that cool? You don't have to show reverence or do any performance, no heavy breathing. Just decide a thing and it's established for you and light will shine on your ways. A decision or an assumption is an imaginal act. You are an imaginal being. It's a decree from the king. It must be so. Make it so. No bells and whistles needed, no special performance or ritual. Go easy on yourself. I used to be wound so tight, worried about every little reaction, monitoring every thought. I was the thought police for myself. Oh, the fighting I did to myself, the torture I put myself through. I was suffocating myself because I thought I had to monitor everything and act like some new thing, some new enlightened person. And I would beat myself up if I got irritated at someone, thinking, oh, I got irritated. I'm not going to get what I want now because I had an irritating thought. And I'm supposed to be this sweet little mouse to everyone. Oh, let me tell you what happened the other day. This is a cool manifesting story. I was building a frame for a new door in our laundry room. I had my saw and saw horses set up outside. Everything's going great. I marked the measurements on my board, drew my line, and started cutting. I was using a circular saw with a guide on it. And it's the first time I've ever used a guide. So I was kind of preoccupied with watching the guide as I moved the saw along the length of the board. I was nearly done when I noticed I had the guide set wrong and cut the board about a quarter of an inch too narrow. So I stopped right there, closed my eyes, and imagined the board cut to the correct width. No, I didn't do any of that. What I did was take that 1x6 and I threw it halfway across my backyard. That felt good. I reacted. Yeah, it doesn't mean a thing. I think it's funny, and I'm sure my neighbors probably got a laugh if they were in their backyard to see. The point I'm getting at here is we can all benefit from just, loosening up, letting all the rules and must-dos of manifesting slip off and let go of being thought police, monitoring every little thing. Just accept that our wishes are being fulfilled now. They are. As soon as you decided what you wanted, everything started happening to bring it about. Decide and ride. I mentioned I was talking with Jerry Emeka last night. We were talking about him being a guest on, and he will be, on Feeling Twisty Conversations next week. So watch for that. He's a great guy, and he's got a bunch of cool stories. One last thing. Eyes up. Lift that head up. Yeah. Your dreams are already coming true. Carry on. I love you. I'm feeling twisty.